with me, Mike, in the morning, and I told you that I was going to be telling you a story right now, and a story about a home, and a home that was really destroyed by a tornado that, well, we all know about the Tongat tornado that ripped through homes and shattered lives earlier this year. And out of that moment of chaos, there have been some really amazing stories that have surfaced, and one of them I'm going to put in the spotlight right now, a story of a local development company, the Devemco Group, and how they were able to rally not just their team, but also some phenomenal local business partners to help rebuild a tornado-hit home. And to help tell the story, in the studio with me from the Devemco Group, I happen to have Delise Bartlett, who wears a whole lot of different hats while heading up HR and CSI and events. And today she is the representative of the Devemco Group. Delise, welcome to Radio Life and Style. How are you doing today?
Very good. Thank you, Mark. Thanks for having me here.
Great to have you in the studio and to be telling a story that I just recently learned about, and I thought was worth putting out to the general public. If you don't know, you don't know. There's good things happening in and around our community. And sometimes these things just kind of slip under the rug. So if we can shine a little spotlight on it and celebrate some of the people that made a happy story emerge out of a moment of real darkness. And September 2024, as I have recently learned, will be forever etched into a particular Tongat family's mind as a dream come true from what started off as their worst nightmare in June, when the devastating tornado struck Tongat, leaving lives completely upended. And in particular, a lady who's central to the story, a lady called Nisha, who is a single mother, who was caring for her own elderly mother, a cancer survivor, and their home amongst the hardest hit, with the house being reduced to, well, just four standing walls. And this was a reality that did you encountered when you were driving through on a daily basis, as I believe it, Delise, delivering aid parcels. Tell me about that moment in time and how you got pulled into this story.
Driving past Nisha's house, she was just standing in her driveway crying, and I just had to get out and hug her. And it's when we looked down to see what used to be her home. It was literally four walls and rubble. She had some furniture scattered over the garden, but it was being looted, and there was nothing she could do about it. It was devastating to watch that. And at that point, I just knew that we at Devemco had to step in and help. We had to help her.
I mean, you were doing these drive-through because yes, your offices were a collection point for aid donations.
Correct.
And so this was your eye-opening exposure to the reality of what yes. What it hit that particular part of Tongat. And looking at Nisha completely bereft, standing in her driveway, having a chance to then connect with her and hear her story, realizing that she really was left with nothing. She had no home insurance, and her structure was unlivable at that stage. I believe she was then taken in by a relative, and she was trying to figure out how to even begin piecing her life back together. But in the background, you had decided this story tugged on your heartstrings enough that you were going to try and help as well. So how did you begin to pull some strings and to try and pull off a bit of a miracle for her?
Yes, just going back to the directors at Devemco, I mean, within a week we had mobilized a team, and we'd spoken to all our suppliers. We have a good relationship with them, so they were willing to step in and help, most of them for free or at a really reduced rate. So it was unbelievable how they all came together to assist.
Amazing. And for those that have heard the name Devemco Group, and are wondering, you know, like, how did you pull all these people together? What do you, I mean, this is what you do, right? Mm. I mean, you seriously switched on the development company.
Yes, correct. Yes, so we're property developers and managers.
Yeah. The perfect superheroes to step in for this particular story, and able to tap into your network to rally your partners. Mm. Talk to me a little bit more about the collaboration between Devemco and the local businesses involved in rebuilding Nisha's home, because from what I can see, it was a total collaborative team effort, and the scope of work was massive, actually.
It was massive. It was a team effort from assessing the damage to beginning the rebuild. Everyone worked together to make it happen. Yeah, Mark. So I must just mention all the suppliers that played such a crucial role. There was Livenge and KMG from the electrical side. We had Sunridge Plumbers, as well as Starling Plumbers, who did everything for free.
Wow.
We had Supertech and Chaplin Interiors, who handled the ceiling. We had Lime Green that supplied all the tiles. June ETS, they installed the tiles and they did all the painting for us. And ProStar Paints, they contributed, you know, with all the paint. They were just unbelievable. The team were outstanding.
To hear all of these names coming together to make one family's happy ending a reality, it's amazing. And it speaks to, you know, how in these times of crisis, that's sometimes when you really get to see the heart on the sleeve of good people of the KZN North Coast, good businesses, and just compassion and empathy for human stories and human suffering. And in the face of this and other crises, the Devemco Group has really been very active in community outreach, and this is something that in your role you've been instrumental in and spearheaded. Talk to me about how does this particular initiative reflect Devemco's values?
Well, we at Devemco, we believe in making a positive difference in the community we serve. We as a company, we want people to trust us, especially when it matters most. So, yeah, for me, it really touched my heart, and I was happy to help.
And the lasting impact, I mean, this wasn't just a quick fix. This was a three-month intensive project, and from the D-Day, June, when all hope was lost, to September, when Nisha was able to move back into her home, like a new home now, how did you personally feel seeing Nisha's home fully restored and her family's life back on track?
So I felt immense pride in what we achieved. I really did. Nisha even mentioned that it felt like Christmas morning, waking up in her home again, which was just everything to me. Just seeing her house restored and her family moving back in was really something that touched me deeply.
Man, and I suppose it's hard to put words to how something like that kind of changes you as well, as being involved in doing an act of service for someone who really couldn't have even imagined where this would have led. What do you think this effort has taught the wider community about resilience and the power of coming together, rallying behind a cause?
The project definitely taught me that when you come together as a community, you can achieve great things, literally anything. It's powerful, and it really warms the heart. Nisha's strength was just inspiring. She was so determined to restore her home and her family. It just shows you that no matter the hardship, when you've got the support, you can do anything.
That's really, it's an incredible story. And there was, you know, there was no need. I mean, there was no one saying, listen, it's on you. You really need to do this. I mean, this was something that was self-propelled. It came from a place of genuine empathy. And saying, what are our skills? Well, what can we do? Who do we know? And how can we make a thing come together for an incredible, happy outcome? So it's just a superb example, I think, of community spirit, love in action, and leaving the world in a better state than you found it, especially in the wake of a natural disaster and a tragedy. So hats off to the Devemco team and all of those fantastic partners and businesses that were able to step up, to turn around a family's life, and to Nisha and her family. I'm sure that there are no words to express the gratitude. I mean, but every day is a reminder as they wake up in their new home that there are good people in this world, good organizations, and Devemco is definitely one of them. So for anyone who's listening to the story is impressed by the not just the workmanship and the teamwork that was involved in making this come together, but in the just the moral fiber and the authenticity of the team within the Devemco family. How can folks find out more about Devemco, the work that you guys do, the project that you've been involved in, and stories like this?
So we do have a website, which I can share with you. It's just the Devemco group.co.za. Yeah, so take a look and reach out. We're based in Umshloti at the Marine Walk Shopping Center as well. So
brilliant.
Yeah.
That's
take a visit.
If you're doing a little Google and you want to find out more, the spelling, Devemco, is D-E-V-M-C-O. Devemco Group, and you'll be impressed with what you find. Certainly I've been impressed about my interactions with Devemco and Delise Bartlett, with all the different hats that you wear, from the HR front to the CSI and events front, and all the different balls that you're juggling at the moment. Full credit to you and the team. Well done for this one. This is a real feather in the cap, and can't wait to be talking about more exciting projects in the not-too-distant future, because I know you've got plenty on the go.
Yes, thank you, Mark. Thank you so much for having me.
You heard it right here on Radio Life and Style on a Wednesday morning, and bringing you back to the music.